It's not often the Prime Minister is the warm-up act for anyone, let alone his Treasurer, but today it was Peter Costello who got to unveil the Coalition's first big campaign surprise. With a booming economy delivering more than forecast, the government has promised tax cuts that will cost $34 billion over 3 years. The pledge is that by 2010 the top rate will fall from 45 to 42 cents in the dollar. Over the same time, the effective tax-free threshold would rise from 11 to 16,000. Beyond that, the Treasurer says he aspires to setting the top two brackets at 40 and 35% by 2013 and raising the effective tax-free threshold to $20,000. His goal in 5 years is to have 85% of Australians on a top rate of 30%. The Treasurer is in our Canberra studio with our Chief Political Correspondent, Chris Yuleman.
Peter Costello, good afternoon.
Thanks, Chris.
Now, a fistful of dollars on the first day of an election campaign, doesn't that look a little desperate?
This is an ambitious tax reform plan. It's a plan which, over 5 years, would make the Australian tax system really competitive. And it's being delivered in three instalments, starting on 1 July next year, followed up 1 July each year thereafter. It will cut tax for every Australian taxpayer, and particularly for the low-income earners, as you heard in the introduction, to not have to pay any tax at all until they go over $16,000 will encourage a lot of people back into the workforce.
Aren't you concerned that this will be inflationary and it will drive up interest rates? Wouldn't it have been better to do something else with this money?
Well, let me make the point. If you'd have spent the money, you could have inflationary consequences. But to return it to people and to help them with their bills at a time when they're facing cost of living pressures, I think it's a very responsible thing to do. But it's not just returning it. It's delivering us a tax system of which we can really say it's internationally competitive and which will encourage a lot more people to join the workforce. Let me give an example. Recent small business survey. Small business was asked to nominate their problems. Number one problem, getting staff. And that's because unemployment's so low. Now, if we're going to make it possible for small business to get staff and grow, we've got to encourage more people to join the workforce. And cutting taxes, particularly for low-income earners, is a very good way of doing that.
But don't we now have two really important institutions, the government and the Reserve Bank, acting at odds with the economy? You've got your foot on the fiscal accelerator and the Reserve Bank's got its foot on the monetary brake.
No, because at the end of the day, after delivering these tax cuts, we will still have a budget surplus over 1% of GDP. Now, this puts Australia in a pretty unique position in the world. The Americans don't do this. The British don't do this. And the French and the Germans. And Japan doesn't. Australia, of those countries, and indeed of the OECD average, would have the strongest budget position of any of them. And here we can reform our tax system, which will build capacity in the economy, and still keep our budget in surplus.
The government, the federal government's not pulling its weight in the hospital system. Its level of funding is decreasing in the hospital system. We hear so many stories about what's going wrong there. Why shouldn't you have spent some of this money there? $34 billion would have done a lot of work in hospitals.
Well, it's not true to say that the government's funding of hospitals is decreasing.
It has been declining. Australian Institute of Health and Welfare figures show.
It is not the case, Chris.
In hospitals.
No, that is not the case either. It is at record levels.
As a percentage of what's being spent.
Now, let's get a little more precise here. Under our government, health spending has increased from something like $20 billion to over $50 billion. Health funding is increasing every year. Funding on public hospitals is increasing every year. $42 billion in the last 5 years, and in the next five-year agreement will be more than that. So, you know, let's be clear. We believe in well-funded hospitals. Which ought to be run far better, by the way. They're run by the states. They ought to be run far better. We also believe in keeping the Australian economy growing. If you don't keep the Australian economy growing, if you don't keep people in work, you won't have any revenue to fund the services that we all want. And it's by reforming the economy that we've got so many people in work, Further reform will get more in work, and further reform and more people in work will give us the ability to fund those services.
Wouldn't it have been better to simplify the tax system? You take a lot of people away from money, you then churn it through the bureaucracy and you give it back by way of middle-class welfare. Wouldn't it be better to have a simpler tax system?
Well, I think the tax system is getting a lot simpler, if I may say so.
75% of Australians need an accountant to sort it out.
Well, we've got rates of 15, 30, 40 and 45, which we aspire to bring down to 15, 30, 35 and 40. So the rates are declining. Most Australians won't ever have to pay a higher marginal tax rate than 30 cents in the dollar. Low-income Australians won't even have to pay tax. And this is getting to be a much more straightforward tax system.
All right, isn't this really about bowling a googly to the Labor Party on the first day of an election campaign?
Well, if the Labor Party wants
to... It's a political exercise, isn't it?
...support... If the Labor Party wants to reform... If the Labor Party wants to support a reformed tax system, which is internationally competitive, builds capacity, is fair and supports low-income earners, they'll support coalition policy. And if they come out and support this policy, well and good. But they've had a chance to respond and have a look at it. They obviously don't know where they're going. They look as if they're at crossroads. But I'd say this to Mr. Kevin Rudd. He claims to be an economic conservative. An economic conservative will support low taxes. An economic conservative will support this tax reform plan. If he wants to be an economic conservative, he should support John Howard, Peter Costello and the Liberal Party in this tax plan.
One last quick question. You've set a target of keeping a surplus that sits at 1% of GDP. Your mid-year economic and fiscal outlook says that outcome will be 1.3% in 2007-08. Does that mean you've got $3 billion to spend on this campaign?
Well, we think 1% of GDP is prudent. In some years it's been higher. I think last year it was 1.6. But we have set 1% as a prudent benchmark. We'll keep our budget in surplus and we'll keep debt to zero.
Peter Costello, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
The Treasurer was speaking to Chris Yuleman.